Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.
We have in the studio for you the absolutely gorgeous person they call Chris. He's from Intoxicated Pigeons and he's got himself a Christmas track. What is going on? Please say hello to Chris.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. How are you?
I am absolutely fine, thank you. It's lovely to have you here. Thank you so much for coming. Are you feeling vaguely festive?
I am, actually, yes.
Talk me through the typical festivinessness of Chris from Intoxicated Pigeons, because you go early, don't you?
I do go very early, every year. We've got a friend who does a Muppets Christmas Carol viewing, the film viewing.
Yes.
Normally the first weekend in December.
What? So we've already had it? No.
Yesterday.
That was literally the first. You really do go early.
Yep. And then as soon as she puts out that little afternoon gathering on, we watch the film, have some nibbles. That's it. Christmas is set for me.
Chris, mate, you sorted out.
Yeah.
But okay, here's the thing. And I don't know. I'm a novice. I've never really done it. But I mean, what happens in 25 days? I mean, you've gone so early. What happens on the 25th? Do you actually have such a blast?
Well, I spend the next 20-odd days just thinking about what presents I can buy, and then I leave it to the last...
Oh, buy. I like that. Okay, so you think about what to buy. You don't actually go and buy them.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Then I leave a few days before Christmas and then panic and buy the presents.
So you know already. Have you got quite a large pool of people that you have to buy for?
No, not... Thankfully not.
No, that is a good thing. Yeah. Yes, no, absolutely. So what have you got lined up? Because, okay, let's park the Christmas track. I asked you very, very facetiously, because I'm basically lazy, to do the show for us, really, didn't I?
You did, yes.
Yeah. You said, let's be honest, you started the ball rolling. You said, Pete, can I come and play a Christmas track?
Yes.
And I said, Chris, you know I don't go that early for Christmas, but... You are gorgeous, and you are from Intoxicated Pigeon, and I didn't want to ruffle your feathers, so this is not easy, and your mates with Mike from Rise of the Ziggurat. So
you, I am.
So all those were in the bucket already of things I knew were good. So I said, okay, I know you got a penchant for not only local music, but local music from going back way when.
Yes.
So talk me through that.
Yes, so... I've been on the music scene since probably 1998.
Yes.
And I've been playing, all that time, really. And over the years, I've collected other bands' CDs, demos and tracks. And I've got quite a big back catalogue of bands that were around from 99 through to probably 2009-ish.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So we started this show in 2007. So there's a little bit of crossover there. 2 years, if I do my math. Well, three, I suppose, if you count both ends, which I tend to. So, who was going on in 98? And who were the bands that rocked the city then?
There's so many great bands. Because back then, we had the Free Butt venue.
Of course.
Pressure Point. Some amazing, amazing rock venues, which are sadly have closed. Back then, we've got great bands such as Toy Skin.
Right.
Turncoat,
yeah.
Also, Best Left Dead.
Right. I've never heard of any of these, by the way.
Oh,
seriously.
They're amazing.
I've heard of Turncoat because of you, but that's about it.
Lieutenant's Mistress.
Nope.
They're a cracking band.
Yeah, I bet.
Ant-Man B.
Nope.
Nope.
Seriously.
Wintira.
Who?
Wintira.
Nope.
Citizen Above Suspicion.
Nope.
Oh, gosh.
What happened to all these bands? Because they must have all fizzled out by 2007. Maybe not all of them, but...
Turncoat went on and released an album, and sadly...
I do vaguely remember the name, but I'd never played a Turncoat track. I'm pretty damn sure. I've got a bit of a memory for band names, and none of those... literally, none of them light up. Isn't that funny?
You're going to be in for a treat this afternoon, then.
Oh, man. So basically, back to what we're doing. I've asked Chris to bring in loads of these tracks to play to you. Hopefully, we'll have time to get through a lot of them. So he's going to do a live track. Then we're going to literally hand over the desk to Chris and Mike when he gets here. And he's just going to play some old classics, basically. We're going to end the show with three new tracks from about, 6:45 if you're listening on Monday. That's 7:45 on Saturday. But that's basically the show. And hopefully, possibly, we might have an interlude when Alessandro and Francesco from Waves of Brighton pitch up. They might not. They might. You know, it's a free thing. So in the meantime, would you do the honours and play your Christmas track? First of all, tell us what it's called. And tell us if there's any meaning whatsoever to this absolute beauty.
Cool. It's this year's track is called Let's Light Up This Town. And it's just about being nice to each other, really.
Well, there, I mean, who can argue with that? You've got me at that, baby. Take it away.
Okie dokie.
Divide, too much suffering in our lives, even in this town. It can bring you down. Even your smile could make a day. Even a smile can make a day. Let's light up this town and spread the cheer around. Let's light up this town and spread the cheer around this Christmas day. We're the same, me and you, with the little things we do. We've got a beating heart and a want that's true. Even your smile can make a day. Even a smile can make a day. Let's light up this town and spread the cheer around. Let's light up this town and spread the cheer around this Christmas day. This Christmas day. Be nice just for Christmas, be awesome the whole year. Don't be nice just for Christmas, be awesome the whole year. Don't be nice just for Christmas, be awesome the whole year. Don't be nice just for Christmas, be awesome the whole year. Don't be nice just for Christmas, be awesome the whole year. Don't be nice just for Christmas, be awesome the whole year. Don't be nice just for Christmas, be awesome the whole year. Don't be nice just for Christmas, be awesome the whole year through.
Beautiful, baby. Oh, man. I do apologise for crashing the track there.
Oh, it's great.
No,
thank
you. No, it just felt like a little bit of a, you know, we needed something there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what we needed, but it wasn't that. But, you know, I didn't have any. I was looking for sleigh bells, man.
Ah,
yes. Sleigh bells would have been great.
On the actual track is sleigh bells.
No,
there is.
Why am I not surprised? It's so crying out for a sleigh bells. So listen, Chris, tell us what's going on with Intoxicated Pigeon. Are you gigging at any point in the near future? Where do people go and what can they do to get hold of a studio recording of that said single?
Okie dokie, so I'm actually playing on Wednesday.
What?
Yes, Wednesday.
That's like 2 days.
2 days time.
Wow.
At the Lewis Road Inn.
Oh, yes.
At the open mic night there.
Yeah. Who's running that, by the way?
That is run by a chap called Jack.
Yep.
Who does Mike Records.
Good.
So that's free entry, starts at 7:30, and there's some great, great bands playing. Mike's playing, actually, on Wednesday as well.
Yeah. I love Mike.
Yeah.
Where is he?
I don't know where he is.
Is he still in the green room? What were you drinking in there, by the way? Because you came in reeking of booze.
Oh, my gosh.
I was the same barman from last week?
Yes.
I can only apologise.
You spoiled us.
I thought we got rid of him. Because he wrecks the guests, that guy. Seriously, I mean, I don't care, whatever. I mean, it's all free, it's all on Reverb. We got so much money anyway, it doesn't really matter. But whatever the concoctions he comes up with.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah, well, I could tell. We've got Mike coming. Who's that? I can see.
Oh, I can see him.
Oh, there he is. Bring him in. Could you open the door through?
Absolutely.
Because Simone and Brett are looking very busy with fielding messages at the moment. So that is all very, very good. So we've got, that was Chris, obviously, from Intoxicated Pigeon. We've got Mike on right on cue from Rise of the Ziggurat. Walking in, not only walking in, but looking at absolute, you know, joy to boot. I mean, again, we were just saying, and actually, Mike, if you get over there, so you can you sir can have the blue mic. We have reserved the blue mic for you because it's just so beautiful. I know it's such a Rise of the Ziggurat kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? So where have you been, sir?
I've been working.
You come here on a Monday pretending to be working. I mean, really? What's?
Yeah, very boring, I'm afraid. Not very rock and roll at all.
It's not boring at all. You just missed, you know, much. I think you deliberately missed it, but that's fine.
I've been listening outside. I didn't want to interrupt.
I knew it. Did you enjoy the Christmas track?
Of course, I enjoy all Intoxicated Pigeon tracks. So
he's on message.
Especially festive ones.
Well, and that was, of course, I forget, you love Christmas too, right?
It has its moments, yeah.
Which moment would that be?
What, positive or negative ones?
I'm not going there. You said it. You started the whole conversation.
I did. Overall, nice positive time of the year.
Good, yes.
You try to anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fabuloso. So we've just played that track. By the way, Chris, what was it called again?
Let's Light Up This Town.
Let's light. I mean, it wasn't a difficult question. It wasn't supposed to be a difficult question.
Had a mind blank.
Well, of course you did. Let's light up this town. By the way, where did you get those backing vocalists from? Because they were great.
Oh, I mean,
seriously,
yeah,
were they
fantastic?
Are they on the payroll?
No.
You didn't have to answer that. I mean, seriously? Right, we're going to crack on because we have got a line of tracks. Are they on the payroll? So that's there goes my donut contributions. We have a track lined up here. It says Rectangular Eyes. What does that mean?
Okay, this is a band called Toyskin.
Toyskin.
And their track's called Rectangular Eyes.
Yes.
And this was the first band I really got into when I was starting out. When I was still like a teenager.
A teenager?
And they were so cool, and I just wanted to be like them.
Right. Did you ever get to that dizzy height of being like
I'm
them?
Living it now.
He's living the dream.
I think you're
He's
cooler, to be honest, mate.
So just to recap, what we're going to do, we've handed over the reins to Chris and Mike to come up with a whole lot of tracks. I'm going to play them, sit back, and they're going to tell you what they are, including this one. So give us the full welly. What is it again?
It's called Rectangular Eyes by Toyskin.
Yeah. The Pete Jones Show on Radio Reefer. Pete Jones Show on Radio Reefer. Pete Jones Show on Radio Reefer. Pete Jones Show. The Pete Jones Show.
So, yes, just to recap, we are playing tracks from yesteryear, and I don't know what year, but definitely a yester one. And we've got the lovely Chris and Mike in the studio. So talk us through that one.
Okay, that is a band called The Crayons, and that was around about 99 as well.
Yeah.
Same time as Toy Skin. And I just really like them. They're just really jingly jangly, and they put on a really good live act. They did little quirky things, and they did like.
Did you ever see these guys, by the way? Yeah, you did.
Toy Skin, I saw a lot of Toy Skin.
And these
Toy
guys Skin. Used to put out lots of 7-inch records, didn't they?
Yeah, 7-inch records, yeah.
That's great.
So we were very much into them at the time when they cost 99p.
Yes.
As opposed to 10, 15 quid now for like a single.
Well, that's the other thing about vinyl, isn't it? I mean, vinyl's great, and everyone's gone back to vinyl, but it's so damn expensive.
Really expensive.
It's annoying for us because we never sort of went away from it, and now it's popular again.
I know.
It's very costly again.
It's true. It's so expensive. But as artists, have you either of you pressed vinyl? Have you had stuff,
yes.
your work on vinyl?
Yeah, I pressed my first Christmas single a few years back on vinyl.
Of course, we were all over it. I should know that.
And then I pressed a single on vinyl as well.
Fantastic.
I've done an EP as well.
And have you really done stuff on cassette?
Oh, not yet.
Not since I was about 10. There's a cassette lying around somewhere of my old rap act, Radioactive, with our song Kaboom, which is on a cassette somewhere.
Did you say Radioactive? Was that the name?
I think that was the name of our two-piece rap ensemble.
When you say I think it was, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah.
I think it was, too. You're not going to forget that. So what was the track at the top?
That was Rectangular Eyes by Toyskin.
Toyskin, okay. So what are we going to hear now?
You're going to hear a band called Marcy.
Okay, and what's the track called?
It's called Cinema, and that was very much inspired by the Crayons.
This reminds me of the Freebutt, this does.
This is, yeah.
This is very Freebutt-centric.
I've got something that says Between Classes. What is that?
Oh, that's can I come afterwards?
I have no idea. And then I got Next to Me. I knew this would work. There's Cinema.
Cinema, oh,
you've just jumped me around.
Oh, sorry.
You've got a dirty dog. But luckily, we're all over this because we're in control. This, my friends, is Cinema.
This is why It seems like we've reached the end, and there is nothing left to say or do with our days. There's nothing new. You talk like I've got you pinned under my feet and straining at the leash. Speak your mind and find that. Nothing left for you to prove. You could be anything you want, just imagine. Now's your chance. Now's your chance. You got the shoes, you got the suit. You're ready to take on the world. Sometimes I think too much, or not enough, when all I needed was your touch to stay. But you packed your bags with all your things, when all I needed was a chance.
Well, now, that was great. Awesome. I don't know what it was, but luckily I've got people here to tell me. Folks, what was that?
That was Turncoat performing their song In Between Classes.
Yes.
So I just found that these headphones are plugged in. I didn't think they were plugged in, so I haven't been wearing any.
Oh,
does that come across on the radio?
Yes, visually it comes across. Of course it does. Yes, we can all see that you're not wearing the right headphones. So that was, who was it? Turncoat, yes.
Yeah, Turncoat.
And what about the other one? You've just chucked them under the bus there. That is called On Air.
I could talk about Turncoat for hours now, as they're brilliant.
Of course you can.
They most recently reunited to play my 40th birthday party a couple of years ago.
So where was that?
Down at Charles Street.
Obviously, I got the invite, but I couldn't make it, clearly. What? No, joking.
To be honest, it was a surprise thing.
Bless. That sounds good.
So that was nice, yeah.
And they reformed for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and played a little gig, and I remember getting up on stage and doing a bit of singing as well, so that was nice, but yeah, very good.
Remember vaguely.
Yeah.
Yes. Was any beverage involved?
One or two.
Marvellous.
Yeah, yeah, always.
Were they of an age, or were they current drinks? Were you going retro?
No, this was just whatever they had at the bar.
You didn't dig out some twacker?
There might have been some of that. Could have been that.
Yeah,
there could have been Jaeger that we were just talking about as well.
Live your life. Live your life, my friend. This one is, of course, the voice of Mike from Rise of the Ziggurat. By the way, what was the other track? Have we mentioned them both?
Oh, that was a band called Marcy.
Marcy, M-A-R-C-Y or M-A-R-C-I-E, depending on how you want to find them. I mean, do what you want, man. Turncoat, obviously, is as it sounds.
Might still have a MySpace page around, might they?
MySpace. Marcy, yeah. I reckon they've all got MySpaces. And they're probably still there. That's the thing about
MySpace.
I think they are. turncoat, they probably still have their MySpace.
Yeah. I think
I think I've still got a MySpace.
Yeah, I think MySpace became kind of sentient. It just sort of runs itself, but no one is behind it.
I adored MySpace at the time. Wasn't it cool?
It was.
So cool. Talking of cool, talk us through Rise of the Ziggurat. What's going on, Mike?
Rise of the Ziggurat, there's going to be an album next year. It's still going to be sort of older tracks. It would be like what I consider a best of, because I can't finish any new stuff. I'm really struggling to actually get some new stuff out. So
what's going on there? Are things half written? Are they just kicking around?
Oh, there's loads and loads of songs. Some of them are, well, most of them are written, but like, that's the fun part for me, like actually doing the writing and getting the song and then making it like audible for other people. That's the bit that is, I don't find as fun.
Okay, here's the thing though. That is the bit that annoys me, because me as a layperson and not the artist goes, give it to us, I love it. And the artist is like, no, it's not quite ready. And all right, we'll be the judge of that, because normally you're not quite ready is absolutely what I want to hear.
It'd be nice, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, yeah. I mean?
And I always think, in a sort of the knock-on effect of that, it means that we don't get it.
Yeah.
And you might not even ever think it's right, so we might not ever get it.
To be honest, that happened a few times. So I've released a couple of EPs called Orphans, and that's exactly what that was. It was like, these are never going to be ready, just stick them out.
I love that. That is a great idea.
But these other tracks, yes. I wanted to get to a point where I was really happy with
them. That's fair enough. And you know,
but you never know, 6 months' time might be another one of those.
And you know, you've got to be, if you're not a perfectionist of what you want to do, then forget it. You know what I mean? So I get it. I do understand. But it is funny, especially when people are self-editing and self-producing, they haven't got someone who goes, just put it out, it's great. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, I work on both sides of it, I think. It's nice to... All I've ever cared about with the Rise of the Ziggurat stuff is getting it to a point where I enjoy listening to it, because it's for me, basically.
Now, you guys, obviously, what we haven't really mentioned is you make up both parts of Amphirium, which has been going a long while, hasn't it? And you kind of got it back together again. You used to give me tracks and all
the
rest.
We have sporadic sort of reunions every now and then,
Have you got one planned?
Yes, we have. January.
January?
What's it, February?
January, I think.
January, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
At Dalton's.
Oh, yes, Dalton's. Yeah. Marvellous, good, gorgeous. Vaguely a date? I mean, I don't know. Call me old-fashioned.
January.
Good. No, 25, actually. Thank you. So it's next year, January. Why have details? I get you. I hear you. Are you playing in any other guys coming up soon?
In any...
You know, as yourself. As the Ziggs or anything else. Are you...
So, I mean, I'm playing on Wednesday alongside Intoxicated Pigeon here at the Lewis Road Inn.
Awesome.
Which is cool. My other band's just come off tour. That was pretty fun.
And what are they called?
They're called In Me.
In Me.
Yeah.
They are. Thank you for asking.
That was fun. But good. We're playing with Chris on Wednesday at Lewis Road Inn.
And when you say playing with Chris, are you going to be doing stuff together?
It's actually just reminded me that I'm supposed to have learned a melody line for one of his tracks.
That's okay. You've got a couple of days. Couple of days.
Yeah, he's got plenty of time.
He's got plenty of time. He's got plenty of time.
No worries.
In the meantime, what would you like me to play? By the way, lovely messages are coming in all the time. One from Marcus here of Tenderhooks fame, of course. Can I ask you on air, actually, Marcus, a quick question? Do you want to come in on the 23rd of December and do the Christmas show? Do you really? Because you've got such a good Christmas song, and we always play it. Come in, play live. By the way, this is a message from Marcus. He says, I thought I recognised Mike's chipper voice. A legend, he says. Like you, Pete. What? Like you, Pete? What a combo. Say hi and tell him to get his finishing hat on. Yes. I agree. Thank you, Marcus. More music, please. Who's that in the background? Well, that's Chris from Intoxicated Pigeon. Thanks for asking. Does he want to support us at the Bees on the 10th of January? Who? Chris or Mike? This is getting awkward now. I wish I hadn't started. Right, what are we going to play live, by the way? I mean, sorry, what are we going to play that you've brought in?
The next track is...
Next track, yes.
Is it's called...
Yes.
Mine's
gone. Get on the mic. Yes. Sorry. Well, I've got Next to Me. What does that mean?
Well, it's a song called Next to Me.
Thank you.
By Lieutenant's Mistress.
I knew this would work.
Can I talk to you? turn around to walk on different ground. Will you be next to me? You speak so highly of me, but I'm still looking up to you, writing your name in permanent ink. There's no going back. Am I the only one not chasing the sun? And if I turn around to walk on different ground,
doing what you can, so rest aggressive with the shaking of your hand. You can't win if you ignore the people on the ground. Only time before they take a stand. Listen to the people. Let them have their say. Power to the people. This is the decay. You can make us believe.
Oh my goodness me. Ah, what the? Woo! Yeah, baby. Woo! Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, dear. Anyway, talk me through that. What was that?
Oh, that was Infurion.
Yes. And do we know these people?
Nah.
Are they
do you know them?
Are they sitting
I've heard of them.
Me?
I've yes. heard of them, yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day. Where would have people most likely have seen Infurion?
The Pressure Point.
Oh,
because we used to play there all the time, and then our mate Gaz, who runs Quid Rock down there,
yes.
would often phone us up a couple of hours before one of his shows and be like, oh, I've had another band drop out. Do you guys fancy coming down?
Do you think things have changed? And obviously they have, but in what way do you think things have changed in 20 years? You're talking 25 years ago. So
how long do we have?
Well, I mean, okay, so, you know, start in the middle and work sideways.
Things have changed. I think, yeah, things have changed.
So in what way? If you are starting out, and we were talking about this at the beginning, so people uh-huh. would only give me CDs. I only ever had CDs. So I would do the whole show for 24 tracks, 24 CDs, and off I went. Mm-hmm. Now everything's an MP3. I don't know if that means anything in terms of things changing, but people still had to burn a CD. They had to do that. There was, do you know what I mean? And the quality was very, very mixed in terms of home studios.
Well, in a positive way, then, like, the technology is a lot better now, so anyone with a computer, you know, and a bit of software can make some music and put it out there. That is great, because that means everyone gets a chance to be creative and put their art out there, which is really cool. Unfortunately, it muddies the waters a bit, because there's a lot more now to wade through to find the stuff you like.
Yes.
But, you know, overall, it's good that people are able to do what they want to be doing, really.
What I find sometimes, because every single track I get sent comes with a lot of blurb, a lot of text, and I don't know if this is a thing that people are told to do or what, but every track has to have a meaning. Every track. I mean, I'm not saying this is a criticism, but, you know, back in the day, every song didn't have to mean a lot. I mean, they obviously meant something to the artist that was producing that they would give you to them, but they wouldn't necessarily tell you what every track meant and what every... And that's an interesting twist, I find.
Yeah, well, I think it was more personal as well, maybe. Like, nowadays, it's all a thing where you have to... it's all about sort of all the social media stuff, isn't it? And like, oh, yes. Look at me, this is what I'm doing. Have a listen to this and explain everything about it.
And I get that, because that's what they are swimming in. That's the sea
that's
of
where
the
we're
day.
At, yeah.
But it's tough, isn't it? It's exhausting as consumers. What do you think, Chris?
I think it's nice to have that bit of a mystery about it. Like, I remember when we used to give out our CDs, we had like a small blurb saying we were Infurion, Brighton rock piece band, and used to hand over that CD, and you had like four tracks, and we didn't do a blurb for each track, we just gave it out.
Sure, it was your thing.
And then the people can interpret it.
It's quite a pretentious little bit of blurb that we did have on there. I can't remember it exactly, but quite funny on reflection.
But was it on reflection or was it tongue-in-cheek at the time?
A bit of both. Oh, definitely tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. What was the other track, by the way, we played? Can you remember?
Oh, we played Next to Me by Lieutenant's Mistress.
Lieutenant's Mistress. So what I'll do, when we do the repeats, I didn't have a clue what these guys were going to bring, by the way, so I couldn't tell you what we were going to play, which is fine. I like this. The way we roll today, but I will mention what all the artists, I doubt any of them got Facebook pages, or having said that, conversely, they might all have Facebook pages because no one does these days. Who knows? Lovely message in for Maureen listening in Stenning. That could be the same Maureen that messaged in a few weeks ago, and because of what you call it, grammar and where commas are and aren't, she became beautiful Maureen because that was the way it read. It says here, sounds a lot of mildly chaotic fun tonight. It could only be live. Yeah, that is true. Love it. Well, thanks for texting. It is. It is, of course, live. You're listening to The Pete Joe Show here on Radio Reverb. We've got two wonderful guests in, Chris from Intoxicated Pigeon, Mike from Rise of the Ziggurat. Together, they make beautiful sounds called, the band is called Empyrean. And they are gigging both, actually, on Wednesday. Tell us again where you're gigging.
We're gigging at the Lewis Road Inn. On Lewis Road in Brighton.
Lewis Road in Brighton. On Lewis on
it's pretty much one of Brighton's best pubs now.
Yes, it is actually. Is. Thank you for asking. Absolutely, it so is. Now, what would you like me to play? I got all sorts of things lined up for you. What would you like me to play? Can you remember vaguely?
We had Citizen Above Suspicion or Dry Rise, maybe? Yeah.
No, I will take your first answer and rise you. What's the name of the track, Chris?
It's called 10 Steps to a Healthy Mind.
You're the best. I love you.
I can get the head off the show. if you're with your friends, or if you're on your own, you're okay as long as you are with Pete Jones. If you are at work, in the car, or stuck at home, you're okay as long as you are with Pete Jones. Oh, Pete Jones, oh, Pete Jones, he's the man, don't you know? So listen, listen to the Pete Jones Show.
The end of our little retro step, if you will. Folks, tell us what Chris or Mike or anyone, I don't know, who was that then?
That was a band called Dry Rise.
Dry Rise. What do we need to know about Dry Rise? So when was they? Where were they?
what years were they active? Sometime between 2002, 2003 to 2009 or so.
I think that demo was 2004.
Could have been, yeah.
Yeah, well, they were go with what you think, I always say.
Called Emulsion before that.
Emulsion?
Yeah, yeah.
Like it.
Put out some great tracks, put out a really good album.
Now, did you say that your good self was in that band?
I was. I had a lovely little stint in the band.
Okay, so how did that work? What were you doing for them or with them?
I was on guitar. So Gaz, the main guy in the band, he was one of my best mates. And yeah, we've done loads of stuff over the years together. And yeah, he's the guitarist in me.
And where's... is he? Okay, so where's Dry Rise now? They disbanded many years ago.
Sort of. I don't think... It's one of those things where you never completely disband. You know, there's always the possibility that something will happen.
I totally know what you're saying.
But yeah, and like one of the biggest things they did a cover of the Terminator 2 theme, or Terminator theme.
Oh, interesting.
And
interesting.
There's a really cool video on it on YouTube if you want to have a look at that. So Dry Rise, Terminator theme.
And who do we hear earlier, the first track of those two?
Before that was The Citizen Above Suspicion. And that was a fantastic Brighton band that we supported many times as Inferion. Lovely guys and great, great music.
I just want to thank you both for not only coming in, obviously Chris for playing live for us, a little Christmas ditty ahead of the Crimbo season in my eyes, and also for bringing us, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 tracks which have been absolutely brilliant from yesteryear's Brighton season, Brighton's beautiful music scene. None of them, I think, apart from Inferium, of course, are active as far as I can tell from your faces and the fact that you. brought them in, but thank you so much for doing that. It was such a joy
for having us.
It's a pleasure, and just hearing you chat about all things local, all things retro and Brighton music. Folks, go and see these guys. They're both performing at the Lewis Inn on Lewis Road. Sorry, that would be weird, wouldn't it? This coming Wednesday. Tell us about the Inferion gig that's in January.
Oh, that's at Dalton's on the seafront on January the 25th.
So, hang on a minute. I was right.
You were right, yes.
Obviously, I just meant the year when I said 25, but actually it's January the 25th. I love it. You see, always go with your gut. Guys, thank you so much for listening. By the way, Kenny Murray is out there, and he says, great show, young man. Well, thank you. Thank you, Kenny. All sorts of people are out there listening. You guys have been brilliant. You have been the most. We're going to go back to the show that would have been right now with a little track from Kieran Fellon. Thanks, you two. You are the best. Thank you.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.